Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, nagbabalik dito sa Melbourne, ang nag-volunteer ng isang taon sa Pilipinas, si Randy Gabuat ng Tulong sa Kapwa Kapatid Foundation. Magandang araw, Randy, and welcome back sa malamig na Melbourne.
Thank you so much, Maridel.
Nagbalik ka may 4 na buwan or 3 buwan nang nakalipas?
3 buwan. I came back in April this year.
Kamusta?
Okay naman. The experience is life-changing. I was able to see the grassroots of how the communities work, what the problems are, and I guess that's changed me as a person in viewing these types of communities.
Ang Tulong sa Kapwa Kapatid ay isang foundation na binuo ng isa sa mga naging scholar dito sa Melbourne, si Kritzia Santos. At ito ay tumutulong sa mga komunidad kung saan yung mga kabataan o bata ay nangangailangan ng tulong o tulak sa pag-aaral, hindi ba, Randy?
Yes, yes. So, Tulong sa Kapwa Kapatid creates sustainable programs to tackle poverty through the education of youth and children in impoverished areas of Metro Manila.
Nagtungo ka sa Payatas? Yep.
Sa Sampaloc in Manila and Iscopa, which is in Cubao.
Mga bata ang tinutukan mong komunidad, kung hindi ako nagkakamali?
Yes, so one of the programs is called Kapatid. So, mahalin ang kapwa, magdasal palagi, sundin ang magulang, mag-aral ng mabuti, at mahalin ang bayan. And then we also have another program called Yapak, Yaman ang Pag-aralin ng Kabataan. And that is a scholarship program where we help the kids financially for school.
Lahat ng ito ginawa mo sa isang taon. Ano para sa'yo yung pinakamahirap na simulan?
Because I didn't have a teaching background, we had all the leaders needed to be sort of split for the one day. And I needed to go to the community and sort of lead a group of volunteers as well as sort of give an introduction to the volunteers on how we would tutor the kids. And so I thought, you know what? I need to learn how to teach.
At mag-Tagalog.
At mag-Tagalog as well. And I was sort of able to do that. It was scary at first, but I guess it was just a matter of building rapport with the children. And once you build that rapport in that session, they'll listen to you and whatever you impart with them, they sort of take it on.
So yung mga kabataan na tinututukan nyo ay nasa mga mahihirap na komunidad. Gaano kadali o kahirap tutukan na magpursigi sila sa pag-aaral?
The kids will always look up to you. So they look up to you, and we always sort of tell our volunteers, you know, you're a kuya and an ati to them. So we get teachers coming in and we tell them, you know, don't be a teacher, be a kuya and an ati to them today. And these kids come from community, like in Payatas, they come from communities of like the dump site community. They live near the dump site. The livelihood of their parents is segregating trash so that they can make a living. We also have kids in Sampaloc where they live in makeshift homes. And the livelihood of these parents are selling corn, sweet corn on the street as vendors. And I guess having an ate and a kuya come into their community, it's refreshing for them. It's something that they get excited about. And that excitement sort of coincides with, yes, I'm also wanting to learn from you.
Yeah. At gaya nga na nabanggit mo, dahil mahirap sila, siguro naging prioridad o prioridad yung may makakain sa bawat araw, hindi ba?
Oh, so part of our weekly kapatid sessions, we actually do a feeding after the session. It's an opportunity for the volunteers and the kids to mingle and learn about the children and how they live, but also learn more about their kuyas and atis. And we always get a feedback from our volunteers, and they always say, you know what, this is my first time in volunteering. I've had the best day ever. I didn't know that it was going to be so easy and it was going to be such a breeze. It's opened my mind. It's opened my heart.
Gaano kahirap o kadali ang makakuha ng tutulong sa inyo na volunteer? At sino-sino?
Oh, we get different types of volunteers. So we get young professionals and students. And we have a partner called I Volunteer Philippines. They advertise for us. They got a good following of volunteers. And every week they send us, they'll advertise for a weekend of tutorials and they'll send us a whole heap of volunteers. But we also have our regular volunteers who bring a friend or two as well. We just needed a little bit of a structure with our volunteer management, but it's not a hard thing to sort of...
hindi mahirap maghanap. No?
Hindi mahirap maghanap.
Tutulong. Yeah. So, sila ba ay mga, sabi mo, mga estudyante at mga young professionals. So, ito yung mga, ika nga nila ay wala pang gaanong responsibilidad sa buhay. Hindi pa sila nag-aalaga ng mga anak, hindi pa sila nagbabayad ng mortgage. Tama ba?
Tama in some aspects of that. But we've also had mothers come and they said, you know what, I saw this online and I just thought, I've got three kids and here's three books that they used to sort of read and I'd like to make a donation. So I'd like to give this book. So we get a majority for, young students that really don't have responsibilities yet. But we also have, young professionals that work full time and have this as an outlet to give back on the weekends.
So nakakatawang isipin na sa kabila ng mga, ika nga nila yung mga kabisihan ng buhay at kahirapan ng buhay dahil hindi natin pagkakailan na yung bumiyahe pa lang mula bahay mo hanggang trabaho, bumiyahe pa lang mula bahay mo hanggang sa kung saan ka man tutungo ay malaking bahagi ng araw, hindi ba? So magandang isipin na may mga taong handa na ilaan yon para sa pagtulong.
Yes. So we have this ate, a regular volunteer of us, Ate Ria, and she comes every weekend. And she's developed a bond with one of the kids. Her name is Joy Joy. And every weekend, she'll go and pair up with Joy Joy. And she gets to see the development of Joy Joy as she sort of grows as the year goes on. And she does this, I guess, because I know a lot of the Filipinos, young Filipinos in the Philippines, they come to the city, they leave their families behind in the provinces. And Ria has a younger sister. And so she sort of gets a personal connection with these children because she gets to sort of teach a younger sister in a sense. And she gets to see how she develops.
Ano ang binaon mo mula sa isang taon sa Pilipinas?
I think yung one of the best things from these experiences was to be able to get a clearer view of what really happens in communities. And sometimes we see organizations and think funding just goes through directly to the kids. Yes, that's right, they do. But there's also so much work that goes on behind the scenes, like getting accreditations to be able to be tax deductible. And there's so many processes for that. And there's expenses related to that. But being able to also provide an outlet for people to give back, because people come to me and say, I always get people asking, how do I help? How do I even begin? And with so many people in different stages of their lives, it's difficult to give and what they can give, whether it's time or money. Some of us lack that. And for us to be able to find ways on how people can give back is an incredible thing, I guess. And I've come back knowing that I know what happens in communities and that will motivate me more to do more for those communities.
Dahil hindi porket nandito ka na, tapos na ang trabaho, patuloy pa rin ang pagtulong mo sa tulong sa kapwa kapatid.
Yes, it's gonna keep going. It'll be something that you sort of stop suddenly. It's an ongoing process.
Dahil mayroon ding grupo na nakabase sa Melbourne.
Mayroon, so we're called Unity for Purpose. And so we're in the phase of finding ways on how to fundraise for 2KK.
Maraming salamat, Randy Gabot, sa panahon mo at sa paghatid at pagbahagi ng mga karanasan mo.
Maraming salamat. Thank you.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.